albums. CFRC's funding drive is now underway and running through December 31st. Donate today and get amazing CFRC prizes. For every $5 you donate, you also earn a ticket for one of our weekly raffle draws featuring prizes from local businesses including Old Farm Fine Foods, The Screening Room, Smokes Poutinerie, Studio 330, Tango Nuevo, Terra Natural Foods, The Toucan, The Wit, and YGK Thrift. Enjoy the benefits of donating. Give today via CFRC.ca.
And welcome back to another episode of Busy Girl Radio here on 101.9 FM. I'm your host, Lily, and today I'm alone in the studio for the first time in 3 weeks. I've been having a bunch of different friends in and people sharing their music. I've had an absolute blast seeing them in here and teaching them how to work all this stuff at the radio, but it's also nice to just be back to my old classic show self, doing my own thing. It's been a wonderful Friday. I actually had work off this morning, which was really nice, and went outside for a run. It's getting a little bit cold, and now all the puddles, you kind of have to look and make sure that it's not black ice, but genuinely no complaints today. I've been having a lot of fun too being on my phone because I got this new sticky back of the phone case and it comes with a mini pen stylus, which like has like, you know, you can scroll on your phone and use your little stylus, and I'm absolutely loving it. I have no shame. I am using that stylus all the time. So if you're looking for a good Christmas gift for someone that you love, a phone stylus is what they probably need. We've got a lot of different good music lined up today. If for those of you that follow me on Instagram, I've made an Instagram graphic. I'm calling it Emo Girl Radio today because, to be completely honest with you guys, I've been feeling a little bit emo. I think it's the weather and it's just this time of year. So I wanted to play some music that's really a testament to that. And I was texting my friend Madison, who works here at the radio station hosting the program Between Friends as well as Indie Wake Up Call on Thursday mornings with Cindy. And she was like, oh, emo, like scream rock music? And I was like, not quite. That. So I'm going to show you what my definition of emo is over the next hour or so, but I just want to introduce the first few songs that we have lined up. So this first song is featured on the 1999 film 10 Things I Hate About You, specifically in the scene where Kat, the main character and the protagonist, is seen reading The Bell Jar. She is just an absolute legend. Excuse me, I have a bit of a cold if you can't hear it in my voice. And that's the energy that we want to be channeling today, is Kat Stratford. So that first song is from 10 Things I Hate About You. And then following that, we've got No Doubt off their Tragic Kingdom album. I have this one in my car. I just purchased it recently. Whenever I think about Gwen Stefani, I always think about The Voice. That's the Gwen Stefani that I know, but she goes way back with all of this No Doubt stuff, so I really want to play some of it. So yeah, this song has a little bit of Motown and it's got some reggae, but it's described as ska punk. So first up, we've got Calypso by Spiderbait, and then we've got Sunday Morning by No Doubt here on 101.9 FM.
Yeah.
Welcome back, lovely listeners, to Busy Girl Radio here on 101.9 FM. For those of you just tuning in, I'm your host, Lily, and today I'm doing Emo Girl Radio, so basically just a bunch of different emo, sad, and rock music that are my favorites. So that was just another Brick in the Wall part two by Pink Floyd. It's off their 1979 album, The Wall, written by the bassist, Roger Waters, and it's a great song. I mean, it has some protest elements to it. It's very political and talking about rigid and abusive schooling, but it has a children's choir in it, and for some reason, music with a children's choir always reminds me of Matilda, so that reveals some of my theater knowledge. My friend Harper texted me that she's out on a run right now, and I just want to play some good music to power her through her run. This is one of my favorite songs to run to and to walk across campus to. We've got My Favorite Game by The Cardigans, followed by I Can't Stand Losing You by The Police. Thanks so much for tuning in, everyone. Bye.
What you girlfriend say, but you don't ever wanna see me again, and your brother's
Welcome back, emo girls, to Busy Girl Radio here on 101.9 FM. That was just The Cardigans and The Police. Yeah, I love that song. It's great. I feel like the lyrics are so good, especially the part where they're like, I see you sent my letters back and my LP records and they are scratched. Like, what a breakup diss to give someone back their records completely scratched. I feel like, wish we could do that now, right? Well, I guess we still could. But anyways, love that song. I'm going to go for some more breakup music because that's just what I'm feeling. This is one of my favorite singers, and I want to give a big shout out to my friend Scout. I always shout her out when I play Alanis Morissette because I used to be an Alanis Morissette hater, big time, actually. I said, I know this is mean, but I said that her voice sounds kind of whiny. And I really, this is like my formal apology here to all of you listeners and to everyone in the world. I was wrong. I was completely wrong. So thank you, Scout. Here's You Oughta Know from Jagged Little Pill.
I want you to know that I'm happy for you. I wish nothing but the best for you both. I know the version of me. Is she perverted like me? Would she go down? Every time.
back to 101.9 FM. I'm Lily, your host here of Busy Girl Radio. That was just a little bit of the Tragically Hip off their 1992 album, Fully Completely. And before that was a little bit of Alanis Morissette. Today, for those of you who just are tuning in, or if you've been listening, you already know, it's Emo Girl Radio. I'm playing some sad music and some emo music, but I kind of want to change it up to something a bit more upbeat, but the lyrics are still just as powerful and just there. So I'm playing a song by The Angels. This one's called Am I Ever Gonna See Your Face Again? And I've heard this live a few times when I was in Australia, and after they sing the chorus, the crowd repeats back this verse with a bunch of swear words, and I wish I could play the live version, but no swearing on the radio station. But I'm gonna play Am I Ever Gonna See Your Face Again? And then following that, this has been my anthem. I don't know what it is. I'm obsessed with this song. It's from Toto's self-titled 1978 album, Hold the Line. And Love Isn't Always on Time. That's just like, wow. I love this song so much. I want you guys to tell me what you think. You're listening to 101.9 FM. Here we go.
Describe it clearly, but the sky began to fall. Am I ever
Friday to all the busy girls out there in the world. I'm your host, Lily, and welcome to Busy Girl Radio here on 101.9 FM. I've messaged some friends, I've got some requests, and as much as I feel like talking, I keep on getting this weird cough in my throat, and I feel like it sounds off and my voice sounds, it sounds sick and it sounds gross, so let's just listen to music instead. So up next, we got two requests. My friend Ezra is also out on a run right now. He's going to be here on the show next week. He gave me a little sneak peek of his playlist of what he's going to have up in store next week, and I'm really excited to have him in here. So yeah, this is a request from my friends Scout, Duncan, Ezra, and Harper, as well as my friend Grace, who is a very serious advocate for Busy Girl Radio and was on the show just a couple weeks ago. Thank you guys so much for tuning in, and for everyone else in the world out there listening, here's a little bit of In Too Deep and Lost in the Supermarket. Hi, Busy Girls. How's it going? I feel bad. I am cutting these songs a bit short. I'm trying to work on my music time management skills of making sure that I fit all the songs in that I want to play into the hour. And unfortunately, sometimes that requires cutting off the end of a song. So I am sorry, but I'm also not sorry because I can do what I want. So this next song is a request. Actually, I'm taking requests if people are interested in getting some songs in for the last few minutes here. This is from my friend Daniel Todd. He's in a band in Kingston called Color Theory. I saw them at the Broom Factory last weekend and they were incredible. They did a really nice cover of Black Sheep by Metric, which I was also going to play this week, but I feel like his request will also be great as well. So this is one of my favorite artists. I played him a couple weeks ago with his track Wristwatch, but this is MJ Lenderman, short for Jake Lenderman, and this is the song Rudolph. And then following that, one of my favorite bands, I saw them in Montreal 2 years ago, but it feels like just yesterday, The Killers, here on Busy Girl Radio 101.9 FM.
Rudolph waking up in the room.
been Busy Girl Radio. It's been so nice being back in the studio, just being here by myself and playing some music that I like, but also playing some requests as well. I always enjoyed this part of my Friday. I feel like sometimes 3 to 4 can be kind of a drag on period and it's pretty tiring, but I came into the studio feeling pretty emo, but now I'm feeling great. So thank you so much for hanging out with me for the last hour. I've got one more song left. It's one of my favorite songs ever, and I've just been listening to it on repeat recently. But before I go, I do want to talk about the CFRC funding drive. If you guys do not know, we're having our main event this weekend. It is on Saturday, November 30th. The tickets are $20, and it's the Wrestling School of Rock. It's going to be incredible at the Spire at 82 Sidham Street. So I already have my tickets, and if you don't already, just go to cfrc.ca. Our annual funding drive runs until December 31st, and we would love to get as many donations as possible. It makes broadcasting possible and all these amazing opportunities here at CFRC and just this wonderful community. So this is my last song of the day. Thank you guys so much for hanging out with me, and tune in next week for my friend Ezra Greenwood in the studio here on 101.9 FM. I've been Lily, and this has been Busy Girl Radio. Hope you guys have the best Friday ever and aren't feeling emo anymore, because that was the whole point of this, is no more emo as we head into December. So thank you all, and bye. See you next week.
Song about you.